Our series, Art from the Ground Up, typically focuses on small grassroots arts initiatives. This time, it's about a sometimes overlooked aspect of an established organization as we go inside the costume shop at the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater.
Well, when you're dancing, you have a certain structure about your dancing. But when you put on those costumes, it really helps to bring out the artistry in your dancing. It puts you into character. It makes you feel pretty and beautiful.
That's principal ballerina Amanda Cochran taking time out from rehearsals to talk about the costumes which help bring the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater's productions to life.
I studied fashion design, but I always had a big part of my heart was for dance. So then I started working at the ballet, and I have always loved it.
That's costumier Janet Groom Campbell, who's in charge of creating those costumes. I asked if she felt creatively hemmed in by previously established parameters as she and her staff create costumes for ballets, which have often been performed for generations.
Sometimes you are, some ballets more than others, but a lot of times you have to erase the slate from the ballet that you've seen and worked with before and start fresh. There's always different ideas depending on the designer.
And that process all starts with choosing the designer.
Our artistic director would choose the ballets for the season, and then he would choose who would design the ballets. When he decided to do Giselle, we had worked with Peter Farmer in the past, and he liked his art and his work on the other productions, so he decided to hire Peter. And Peter's very famous. He's also a true artist. He has many gallery showings and things. A lot of times, if you're a designer, you don't have to be that great of an artist. You just have to get your thoughts onto paper so that other people can read them.
Then, with the cutting and stitching you might expect, and a few things you might not expect, some talented people take over.
Well, I'll tell you, you're only as good as your staff. So the other people in the room are also on this wonderful voyage with me to actuate and finish Giselle. And we all have our different strong points. We all care about the production, and we work very hard, and we want it to look absolutely wonderful and move great.
It's really important for our costumes to fit like a glove. If it's too loose, it'll fall off or mess up the partnering because the men are lifting us. So it's really important that it's tight fitted, but it's not so tight it's like a corset.
A lot of times they say they can't breathe. And then I tell them to look in the mirror and look at how beautiful they look.
Not everything done here requires needle and thread.
I got to rebuild their Nutcracker head and the Rat King, and I got to build a beast for Beauty and the Beast.
Svi Rusinov has been with the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater for almost 20 years.
How about the mechanics of making something like that functional for a performance?
Oh, well, that's my specialty. I use a thermoplastic mesh for making masks so that it's breathable.
Is your work facilitated by different technology now than it was, say, when you started in 1997?
Oh, absolutely. I actually didn't find out about thermoplastics until 2006, but I fell in love with the product and the materials. And lately, I've been using a lot of fiberglass add-ons to it for weight. You pull in things from everything that you see and then just kind of combine them and evolve your techniques.
Their work is on display as the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater's new season begins October 28th with Giselle. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.